Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Someone asked, Ma aktharu ma yudkhilu nasa fil nar? Al-famu wal-farj. Wa ma aktharu ma yudkhilu an-nasa fil jannah? Husnul khuluq wa taqwallah. It is every person's desire, every person, Muslim or non-Muslim, to have a good future, sound, good, stable future. He doesn't want to see problems, calamities, distress. So now, there is going to be a road that is going to be leading you towards distress, problems, and difficulties, and a road is going to be leading you to ease, comfort, happiness, and Jannah. So some Sahaba inquired, people generally, how do they get to Jannah? So two ways, either the mouth or the private area. We'll take care of these things here, and this is how you end up. The tongue and the disaster that's connected to the tongue. Just the right use of the tongue. Hazrat Zafar Ahmad Usmani Sahib Rahmatullahi, his kitab was Al-I'law Sunan. Under the instruction and guidance of Hazrat Thanvi Sahib Rahmatullahi, it was his mom, uncle, he prepared the books. The Arab Syrian ulama are shocked now. An Indian staying in India, how he did this. It supported the mazhab. The mazhab is supported so well, so strong, so beautifully, that now to make a dent in the mazhab is going to be quite difficult. So he had already got nisbat and ijazat from Hazrat Mawlana Sahanpuri Sahib Rahmatullahi. And was his ustad and his sheikh as well. So he sees in a dream, he sees Hazrat Hadi Sahib Rahmatullahi. Hadi Sahib is like the captain of this entire flight, the flight to Jannah that he did. So who's the captain? It's Hadi Sahib. Let us remain in the flight. Allah keep us, preserve us in the flight, until we reach with ease the blessings of Allah Ta'ala. So he saw Hazrat Hadi Sahib Rahmatullahi, and he asked Hadi Sahib Rahmatullahi, make dua that get me sahib and nisbat ban jao. Make dua that I have a nisbat, a nice good relationship with Allah Ta'ala. Hadi Sahib said, no, that to me hasil hai, nisbat to me hasil hai. That you have got already. It means aspects connecting to the duties of Allah Ta'ala, you've got it right. With the external, with the internal, spiritual, you got that right. Baaki akhlaq seekhni ho, to apne maamu ke paas chale jao. If you learn, you wish to learn adab and akhlaq, then you need to go to your uncle. Upon which Hazrat Mawlana Thanvi Sahib Rahmatullahi used to say, ke main to zindon mein to badnaam hoon hui aur murdon mein bhi badnaam. People have accused me, you know, of being a little bit harsh. But now that was amongst people. Now even the dead are saying the same thing. Harshness, what it means, that he used to correct people in their etiquettes, their ways, mannerisms. And he says, it's alright, people can bad name me, but when I teach them good manners, then people will be saved from their ill manners. Now nobody taught them how to behave correctly. So what's going to happen? they're going to show bad manners. If they're going to show bad manners, someone is going to be affected. I normally ask people, when you put them into a life scene, then their minds open out. See, there's two or three proposals came for your daughter. One person is very neck, right? Gives rosas and everything else he does. But he is short fuse, temperamental. He's a loose cannon. You don't know when it's going to explode. And the other one, he does the sunnat, faraz, not too much, but he does the faraz sunnat, but very calm, composed, very relaxed, and he's got good manners and values. So, who are you going to prefer for your son-in-law? First one, the second one. Man got too much namaz, everything. Too much. Loads of it. So he doesn't have it. But he got the faraz right, he got the sunnat right, and he's got manners, values he's got. So as a son-in-law, who are you going to take? Why? See the manners, etiquette, values, right? The importance of it in day-to-day life. Because you don't want your daughter to suffer. So the absence of good manners, someone or the other is going to suffer. So that is why the thing that will take people to Jannah generally will be taqwa and husnul khuluq, good manners, good ways. Simple things. Think now, you know, I'm going to do this, how is it going to affect the next person? I was explaining the etiquettes of entering a home. Imagine if someone just barges into the house. No salam, just barges in. How does it look? And the next person observes all the etiquette. He knocks, asks for permission, makes salam, enters the house. So, which person will be treated with respect and honor? Then, as he's in the house, so he sees now the elders in the house. It means he sees his mother, his parents, his brothers, elder brothers. So as he sees them, he warmly goes and greets them. Greets them, shows them some love and respect, seniority. Right? This one person. Other person just comes in, hey, don't want my work to do, see, namaz, buzzing away. Now this person is talking a little bit, a little bit more than is required. Sometimes there are occasions to talk a little bit more than what is required. Like it's your parents now, right? And they're talking to you. So when they're talking to you, don't give one word answers. Etiquette and adab will require that you give a little bit of detail. Why it's your elder, it's your senior. And your senior wants some little bit of charisma, adab, right? Or something. So you just return from your dawat. So mother said, you ate? Yeah. What you ate? Food. You won't be speaking lies. Won't you be speaking lies? But is that the answer to give to your mother, to your elder? See, adab now. How it impacts on the mother. How it impacts on her. You know, I just think of you, man. You know, I sat out there, I was thinking of you. You got biryani and so on. Like, same, you know. Wipe my fingers out. Then gajar alwa. Then starters. Samosas, then the biryani came in, then the pastries came in, and the tea, well, the biscuits, something else. Now, which answer will please her? That first answer or the second? Both are speaking truth. But now, people don't consider this to be an element of deen. It's an article of deen. Good, refined manners. They don't consider it. My mother passed away, right? It was about Tahajjud time. More or less I knew she's going, right? More or less I knew. So I was awake, I didn't let the household know. I don't know, it's still 1 hour left for Fajr namaz. Now, karenge bhi to kya karenge? At this time, I'm going to tell them now. So what difference will it make? So now it is a funeral. It's going to be a long day. Ghusl, then guests are going to come, offer condolences, knees, all this. It's going to be a long, drawn day. And then number two is this, that at that point in time, what can they do? The arrangements, all the Ghusl, doctor, etc., death certificate, only can happen after Fajr. So I only explained them at the time Fajr Azan went. Fajr Azan, I told them. So I knew now that she's gone, but now, to have a little bit of consideration now, that person's sleep is going to be disturbed. I'm going to wake up, be shocked, sleep will be disturbed, and they can't do anything for it. Can they do anything about it? They can't do anything about it, so now what's the need to tell them at that time? See, that refined mannerisms things requires that you need to be thinking, understanding what's going on, what should be done, how it's supposed to be done. It's your brothers, your family, immediate, extended. How do you conduct yourself? How's your expression? What words you use? And now we don't consider this to be important aspects of deen. Whereas this is the thing that will take you to Jannah, that refined character. We hear the famous story that at first the start of Darul Diyan was Mullah Mahmud. Now his entry into Jannah, he says no, the entry was because Bila namak ke khichdi ko maine kha liya. Now koi shikayat ki aur na chehre mein kuch zahir hua. There was no salt, but I didn't express it. I ate it with relish, enjoyed it, finished. Then now I'm going to speak about it. This woman, she toiled for me the entire day to prepare this meal, right? According to her, it is sumptuous. Perhaps she forgot to taste it, right? But the whole day she tired, labored for me. Now, I'm going to finish this thing up in about 10 minutes, right? And in the 10 minutes, I must I complain, talk about it. What will she think about the labor, the hardship, the difficulty that she went through? That I didn't show any type of recognition, appreciation. How will it feel? How will she feel? Feelings of people. Now this is totally disregarded. Totally disregarded. We don't think of how that person is going to think. There are small little aspects of adab. But now, what a difference it makes in day-to-day life. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had decided sitting for i'tikaf. Aisha obtained permission, she was allowed. Hafsa asked permission, she was allowed. And then Zainab also came in. So Nabi saw this and he says, "Al birra turidna." Is this piety the day after, or it is co-wife's rivalry? What is it? Now, everybody wants to be the favorite, right? Nobody wants to be in the back seat. So, Nabi Sam said, alright, remove all the tents. And including my tent as well. Now, I should think now why, alright, these people's intention may have a little bit flawed, but there's no doubt about the intention of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, why he asked for his tent to be. So that's consideration. Now, they will think, you know what, see, our tents have been pulled off, and we've been deprived, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is carrying on. So won't there be a little bit of mental feeling? See, the consideration. Hina, the applying of Hina is masnoon, right? But Aisha says, I will not apply Hina because Rasulullah doesn't like the smell. He doesn't like the smell, not agreeable with the smell, so I won't apply it. See the consideration, the fine line consideration of smell, he doesn't like this. So now, must I do it? So I tell my family, see, when you're making ojri, please, I enjoy it, but don't do it in the presence of other people. That means my daughter-in-law, because they can't take the smell, it's too much. I take it with a relish. What do you say, ojri, offal? Try it, yeah. So I take it with a relish, but now my daughter-in-law, they can't take the thing. Smell is too much for them. Right? Anyway, right? But as a matter of consideration, can we do it in some concealed way? It's done, but it doesn't affect them. See? So that level of consideration, how is that person going to take it? Now, this is replete in the life of Rasulullah. Someone will just check in and he'll see all these things here. I mean, it's replete. There's a famous story about the taking of honey, right? غرست عليها الغرفت. So, Zainab, perhaps she's got some honey. And Rasulullah was meticulous in his time sharing. The time starts from when you got multiple wives. Time starts from sunset to Subah Sadiq, right? That's the time. Day is not accountable. You don't have to be sharing it equally. But now, it was the habit of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi that he will go after Sir and visit the families. I shall see Hazrat Muhammad, very patient up. He will come for the majlis, but first he will go to his daughters. One daughter or two? How many daughters were there in general? Two. I think he should go and see his daughters, each one, and then he'll come. When I went, then his family has already passed away. But he'll make it a point, but now see his man, how he's thinking. See his manners, fine, refined. He doesn't have to go and see them. They must come and see him, right? But now he says, no, let me go and see them. 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there, and then coming. Now, Hazrat Zainab has got some honey to offer, right? So obviously the time will be a little bit more there than by the other families, other wives. So they're going to feel a little bit uncomfortable. So now they discover that something's here. So they made a story now. Right? And when they made the story, that some smell is coming out from your mouth. So now let's see that akalaha. That this bee has taken the nectar from this tree that has got an odor. So that's brought out the odor in your mouth. Now, this didn't like bad odors. Whereas there's no odor, but they have to make a story. But Nabi perhaps caught on here the indifferent feeling in the wives. See, I sat here a little bit more and they felt a little bit uncomfortable. Whereas it's not their right. It's not their right. But a little bit of discomfort was brought because of me spending 2-3 minutes longer here. And it's not right for them to make that demand. But he says, I'm not going to eat honey. And he took an oath. And the whole surah is revealed. لِمَ تُحَرِّمُ مَا أَحَلَّ اللَّهُ لَكَ تَبْتَغِي مَرْضَاتَ أَزْوَاجِكَ. Whole surah is revealed. See, refined. Why do you declare the things that are halal as haram? Now, all that happened, and Nabi Sallam spoke to this wife in confidence. Is asarra an-nabiyyu ila ba'di azwaji hadith, truly in confidence. فَلَمَّا نَبَّأَتْ بِهِ. When a woman, nothing remains the stomach, how can it remain the mouth? Right. So she had to disclose it to the next one. فَلَمَّا نَبَّأَهَا قَالَتْ مَنْ أَنْبَأَكْ مَنْ أَنْبَأَكَ هَذَا. She disclosed to the second one. So Rasulullah was called wahi in the meanwhile. Okay, this is what has happened. It was in confidence, and this confidence has been broken. So he said, mention it to her, and she said, مَنْ أَنْبَأَكَ هَذَا. Who told you? Like, would I see that I enjoyed? Because why you enjoyed is the free relationship with the family. She's free to say what she wants to say. Can you see that? Now, if you were like an authority, hey, just do what I say. Can you see that it was a good relationship? No. In the house, they can amuse, they can joke, they can talk free to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Not an authoritative tone, a friendly tone. Aisha now, imagine what's her age. When Nabi Sallallahu left the world, she must have been about 18, 19, right? Can't be more than that. And Nabi Sallallahu is 63, so there's a big age difference. But now, the informality was such that sometimes Aisha would raise her voice. And incidentally, Abu Bakr just happened to be there. So he came to discipline his daughter. What's wrong with you? And Nabi Sallallahu stopped. Stop Abu Bakr. So when Abu Bakr left, Nabi Sallallahu said, see, kayfa mana'tuka an hadha rajul. See, I saved you. You would have caught it just now. But you see how the household is abusing. Well, I just caught it just now. See, I saved you. That refined mannerism, respect for feelings, emotions, what's the domestic front, how to do it. No, ulama ka waqar chala jayega. Bhai, the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had raced with his family. On two occasions, he raced with his family. You know, waqar, what's going to happen with the nobility and honor of the family? Did we, any of us, do that? Any of us? Oh, what will happen now? Who's it? Yeah, they don't think now how this race must have been taking place. In Mustad Ahmad, they called it there. It was like an isolated spot. And some Sahaba were on guard to see that nobody violates that privacy. So there's total privacy. Right. So the first time Aisha had overtaken, and the second time Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had overtaken. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, see, we're squared now. 1-1. We're squared. But you see that muhabbat, that understanding. Then when you're showing that level of muhabbat and understanding, won't they then appreciate your ways, your teachings, your ta'aleem? You ask them to read Quran Sharif, get up for namaz, do this. Won't they listen to you? And won't they do it with a passion? Because man is so loving, he's so caring, he's so considerate. In everything he's so considerate. And it comes sometime in the house, nothing to eat. No frowning of the face, absolutely. Then, in the house, if there's household chores and duties, he's doing it himself. Whether it's to fix the shoe up, or the clothing up, or milking the animal, or cleaning the house. But now, to roll up the sleeves and say, alright, let me do something. I don't know, I find it an enjoyment. Although I get some shouting, why are you doing it all that? You know, they do it for really, for kali, you know. But I really find it enjoyment. Doing something here, doing something that side. See, manners, good manners. Refinement. That brings about the beauty of Islam. It doesn't mean that ibadat doesn't have a position. But that your piety is not restricted to this. Your piety is not just restricted to this. That's why when the Qibla, the direction had changed, so the verse was revealed. So, لَيْسَ الْبِرَّ أَنْ تُوَلُّ وُجُوَكُمْ قِبَلَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. People feel now, it's just the direction that you are supposed to be concerned about. Then Allah Pak explains all the avenues of righteousness. وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَقَامَ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَ الزَّكَاةَ مُوفُونَ بِعَهْدِهِمْ إِذَا عَادُوا. See all the different avenues of deen. So are you restricting it just to one thing? I think it was Shoba, one of the Imams of Hadith, you know. So he came, there was a walima, so he attended the walima. So he complained, but it's nothing like a wedding, you know, like a janaza, you know, all quiet, you know, a wedding was very tall, some little girls will sing something. What is the sheets, please? You know? One place had to stop that, at the walima, and they got the nasheed on. So I'm listening to this, then I'm comparing it with jazz music, identical. So the whole the beat and the rhythm, everything is exactly the same. Just that the nasheed is in Arabic. Now our understanding is, anything in Arabic is salat. That's our understanding. Everything becomes salat if it's Arabic. But now, it's not like that. It's pure music. Now that the student was here, Abdul, is it? Abdul Qadir, right? So he's a new Muslim, right? About 2 years. So he's asking me, you know, look at how they're watching what's going on. New Muslim, and he's asking me, why is that tazam, the song, so, is it right? So I didn't hear that. I wasn't there. I didn't hear this. So I asked him, so what wrong do you find in that? A nice way. He talks to me a little bit freely, so I can talk to him freely. So he says, see, I'm a musician. I was a musician by profession. Right? And there were pure musical notes in this. Absolutely. You know, it was sung, pure musical notes. Now see, it's a person that's new, and he heard that Islam condemns music. And then some song is being sung, but how this person takes it? Can you see? See how careful we need to be. We'll just, you know, Talimuddin, everything is very hard here. Very hard, very, very orthodox. But do you hear this side of the story? Are we accommodating this type of person? What answer will give him? He's asking himself, Abdul Qadir. It was pure musical notes. You know that, how the musical notes have exactly the same. So is that permissible? The retirement was not right. Then I checked up the Imdad al-Fatawa, the sixth volume. Probably it's not right. So this mannerism and the position it occupies in Islam. Sometimes it's an occasion to be firm. It's an occasion that requires for firmness to show, to be relaxed at that time, that's wrong. Then you're supposed to be showing firmness. Now you sing normal, very hard, very harsh. All the Azwaj al-Mutahharat, she just said one word that was not in accordance to the respect of the Safiya there, right? Co-wives, they must have a little bit of a rivalry. Co-wife to ghar ki baat, dur ki baat hai. Nowadays, even if you're showing a little bit more attention to your mother, then the wife is quick to say, why didn't you marry your mother then? Say your mother, see? So women by nature, they're a little bit possessive. And they can say something stupid also. Now, how to balance it at that time? So that's a Nabi who's balanced, accurate. Balanced and absolutely accurate on the mark. When he needs to be firm, he'll be firm. When he needs to be relaxed, then he's relaxed. Now for that one word that she spoke, so can you imagine now what must have been the maqam of the Azwaj al-Mutahharat? That a small misdemeanor is not tolerated. They must be very, very high ranking in the sight of Allah. Extremely high ranking. Like an ordinary person commits a wrong, then you shall cover it up and correct him a little bit with gently, slowly correct him. But if it's a high ranking person, then the small misdemeanor also is not tolerated. Now this was in around Zilhijjah. So she says, Nabi Sallam didn't speak to her for the whole of, for the remainder of Zilhijjah, Muharram, Safar. Approximately 2.5 months he didn't speak. So where that firmness was supposed to be shown, to be relaxed there, that's not showing respect to good manners. Good manners has to be shown. Now, she, now that it happened now, for the rest of her life, say, hey, I can't use this word here. So that sabak is gone and gone deep into the heart. But you just relax. You say, no, I'm going to be firm. Mera khana ka kya hoga? What's going to happen to the food at night? And, you know, you need some good time at night also. Then what's going to happen then? So, for the future investment, you overlook all the things. Is that right, I say? But you see the balance. Now that's a Nabi. And that is why, well, as far as I see that, Hazrat's biography. So that he writes there, it's nice to read that couple of lines, very important. That the murid must come and relate to his sheikh all the time. For his spiritual progress, he must disclose. Like how you would disclose your private areas also before a physician. Isn't it? Let's say you have a gash on the knee, on the thigh. Then won't you reveal it? In a normal circumstance, haram, right? You can't. But now you've got an injury and you can't sort it out. So you'll have to go and open it before a doctor. So exactly the same, by the same token, you got a wrong. A wrong, you don't disclose it. But now, you know you got problems, so you have to go and disclose it to your senior for getting some direction and some remedial correction. You're not going to show it at all. Then how are you going to progress? Can't progress. So that's why, after the guy said, for this relationship to grow, then you need to be relating and the bonding must be strengthening all the time. Bonding must be strengthening all the time. So when there's a bond and there's a relationship, now there is some transparency. But the transparency where you're growing. You're talking of adab, you see. And adab requires the right thing at the right time. Right place, time, thing, everything. Everything is important, right? But is it the time? Is it the place? Is it the way to do it? And just out of place, it looks so ugly. Imagine now, it's a Jummah, right? And you trimmed your nails, moustache, right? And your beard is overgrown, so you trim that as well. But you just left it there. Can there be anything more ugly? Nails, part of your hair, moustache, and maybe some skin was cut or something. So some leftover skin you left in one spot, right? Can there be anything more ugly? And if the skin, that hair, that nail was in its place, can there be anything more beautiful? In its place, the most beautiful, the tooth, in its place, too beautiful, like pearls, right? See the nails, see the hair, so. And if it's just out of place, then, hey man, it's unsightly, so nauseating, one, do something with this thing, don't. So that's adab, right place, the right way, right thing, do it the right way. So now what's going on now is there is you've gone to some extremism. Either we're not saying it at all, what has to be said, we're not teaching, discussing, like it doesn't exist. Or you're going to the other extreme, you want to implement martial law. In everything, martial law. There isn't that approach, right? How must you do it? Think about it. Sometimes, you are a boss in the house, and you say it and it happens straight. So some persons have that type of relationship. Though they were a good demeanor, everything, all that, right? But you say something, it happens straight away. And sometimes, you know, in order to be a good, in order for the house to be a good house, you have to take the position of the wife. Azadi said that, you know, nowadays, for the house to remain right, then the husband has to take the role of the wife. The ustad has to take the role of the student. The peer has to take the student, the role of the murid, then it works right. So everything is working in reverse. It's working in reverse. People are not thinking straight. They're thinking opposite. So you want that house to run, so you have to work in reverse. One person came and he, as a guest, right, and he overdid his hospitality. So, as it is, he was only supposed to be staying for 3 days. Ad-diyafatu salathatu ayyamin. Only 3 days. Now, he overdid, he stayed for one week or 10 days he stayed. After the 10 days, the guest is telling the host, be thankful to me. You know, the host is crashing here now, saying, I do not offend him also. Jazakallah, maybe you gave me an opportunity to serve you. So I'm grateful for that. No, for some other reason also you must be thankful. So yeah, maybe, perhaps it's in compliance with the sunnah to look after the guest. So therefore I need to be thankful. No, for some other reason also. Now he's lost now. So he says, you know what? I could have burnt your house to ashes. But I didn't do that, you know. Considering that you're my host, I just put a burnt holding down. Hey, jazakallah, jazakallah. So the thinking has gone in reverse. You're not thinking right still, you know. But you need to get the house right. See? So when the thinking has gone in reverse, now you need to get the house right, because you know most people can't do without their wives, right? The wives now there, so the iman is right, the deen is right. Wife is not there then, iman is going, deen is going to be experimented. Everything will get spoiled. So she is there now, your iman, everything is right. But now you know that she is really a load to carry, you know, a burden. So now you have to fix it up. So how you go about fixing up? Think, right? Ask someone. The story that he was explaining. One person came complaining to Hazrat Ramtali that my child is hitting me. Hitting me, I'm coming, getting black and blue, bleeding and all that. My child is hitting me. So Hazrat is short shouted at old man. A lot of time I told you that you remain silent. Why you must keep telling your son, do this, don't do this, don't do this, why are you doing this? So you're having that approach, that child is getting agitated and is hitting you. Simple thing was, just remain quiet. Remain quiet. If he's in a receptive mood, then talk to him. But now, he's not in a receptive mood and you're going to talk to him, then what's going to happen? Now, you need your child because you're old. Right? And you can't keep quiet because you're seeing things not happening like how you would like it to be. But now, if you could not keep telling the child will become violent, he'll start using himself against you. But now you need that person. Now, same, you need that wife. But now, you have to think now a million times before you tell her one word. So before we could open the madrasa, I was in the Khanqa, 79 somewhere, right? So, Hazrat is telling me, Ibrahim, you start from madrasa, then you know you take a decision, then you mustn't take an on-the-spot decision, like a rule, you know. Here and there, it's easy to take an on-the-spot decision, there's no repercussion here and there. But don't do it as a rule. Sometimes, tujhe ek hafte, do hafte, teen hafte, tak sochna padega. You know, think about it, one week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Then the right thought will come, and then you implement it. You don't have any problems. But on the spot decision then, you're not thinking about it, not discussing, not understanding. And then there's some explosion there. Now, how are you going to contain that? How are you going to manage it? See, so you see this, this mannerisms, how you do it. What is supposed to be said, when, who, how. It won't seem right that you're going to Jannah and your wife and children going to Jahannam. Will it seem right? So if you want them to also join you in Jannah, then teach them, correct them. But now, there is an approach how to do it. How to do it? I said there's two types of men, right? One man can rule with an iron fist, right? But everybody doesn't have it. And truly, I think zero have that iron fist now. They don't have that iron fist any longer. But you can't allow them to be going to Jahannam. And Allah Pak is also saying, "Qu anfusakum wa ahlikum," save them. So how you going to do it? You should think now that how to do it. That I can't allow this to continue, but how must I do it? If it is that they're not punctual in namaz, or they're not respectful, or they're not carrying out the obligation, must I just be relaxed and carry on, continue like that? Or I must think of it, think of ways, understand their moods, their crowds, etc. Maybe in my former years, maybe I was also guilty because I was also doing all these wrongs. And the children must have observed, right? They also must be thinking now that father also had his day, so we got our day now. That's how they're reasoning. Although the reasoning is lopsided, but this is how they may be reasoning. So maybe partially it was my fault as well. I was also involved in some things. Now Allah Pak has freed me, whether it's television, whatever else. Now Allah Pak has freed me. So that's how they reasoning. So now you have to correct the reasoning. But now, how are you going to correct the reasoning? That approach. So that is why Abu Zughanuddin, they recommend Ta'lim. The recommended kitabs, Ta'lim. Do it. See, as important as your breakfast is, as important as your main meal is in the house, then Ta'lim. Kitabs that have been recommended by our elders, best is ever. Adab al-Mu'asharat. Fazail kitabs. So whatever has been recommended, and I say these kitabs because these kitabs are not written in an entertainment style. You know? Sometimes you get some kitabs written in an entertainment style. You can see now from the first paragraph, there's like an entertainment style. How they're writing? The phone just rang. Hey, come over. Asma, come over. She sped off. She came straight. See that? Entertainment style. Now that's not a kitab. That's entertainment. Like this is a cinema, but in a book style. And this is ta'lim. Fazail al-sadaqat, basi sewar, adab al-mu'asharat, wa'is al-fazmur, tanisam, it's all up. These are gems. This is a kitab that's written. Now, our wrong is we like that entertainment. But because we're not looking at videos, movies, so we want to see it in a different way, in a halal way. So we'll read this kitab. So then we'll read Muslim Woman, all these kitabs here. Whereas many a times the thinking process, the thought process is totally against Islam. Sometimes the students they bring that thing. They think they're doing some service with Muslim Woman, Ummat and all that. Ummati, they bring it here. I take all these books away. Sometimes I go through it. That is the message given the right style. I got one story there. That one Mr. Naidu got married to that person's sister, Ms. Jamila. So, you know, Mr. Naidu, you showed him so much of respect and love. And we right through. So after 10 years, he himself accepted Islam. So now, you see, people can misconstrue this in different ways. One way they can misconstrue it, the normal reader is, yeah, you know, you must learn to tolerate, endure, be soft, inshallah, they'll come to Islam. This one way. Isn't it? And the other way that it can be misconstrued is one way, right? Okay. Well, let us say not misconstrued, construed correctly. That means they were living in haram for 10 years. They were living in haram for 10 years. Right? And The book is telling us if they're doing that haram for 10 years, be good to them, relaxed, talk to them nicely, eventually they'll come right. Now if they don't come right then, that means your daughter is gone for good. And the chances that she'll become a non-Muslim. Isn't that possible? Some things need a little bit of explanation. Yesterday there was a discussion that famous hadith that you don't have any malice in your heart for anybody. Now, malice is one thing, and keeping a distance from someone is also required. At times, keeping a distance from someone from your house is important. Now, it's a Muslim but he's in drugs. But you keep him close to your house. Your children. Say, no, don't have malice. Yes, you're not going to have malice, but you're going to keep him close to your house. He's a gangster, a loose cannon. You can just pull out a gun, right? So will you be close to him? Don't want to be close. You just keep a distance, keep away. So same now, if someone is in wrong, haram, etc. But whatever the nature of wrong, you're going to keep a distance. And there may be a little bit of a dislike. كَفَرْنَا بِكُمْ وَبَدَى بَيْنَا وَبَيْنَكُمُ الْعَدَاوَةُ وَالْبَغْضَاءُ. We reject your ways, and there is an enmity between us. So that this enmity that is based on the right reasons, so Islam, for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, and that's a requirement of your faith. بَدَى بَيْنَا وَبَيْنَكُمُ الْعَدَاوَةُ وَالْبَغْضَاءُ. So, we're going to keep a distance, but that distance is right, the basis is right. Like someone is a Muslim, but he's swearing your father and your mother. So, are you going to be keeping close to him? So, someone is swearing Islam, is turning away from Islam. So, if your mother is important, your father is important, then Islam isn't it important? So, if someone is turned away, or someone is talking ill of Islam, then you're going to keep a little bit of a distance. And I say, I don't know why people have confused this whole thing. Because every namaz, you know, so you read that article, that to make a promise with the intention to break it, right? With the intention to break it, that's hypocrisy. See, you made a promise, but with the intention to break it. إِلَىٰ وَعَادَ أَخْلَفَ أَرْبَعَةٌ mean a nifaq, isn't it? So one is إِذَا وَعَدَ أَخْلَفَ. Now every namaz we say وَنَخْلَعُ وَنَتْرُكُ مَنْ يَفْجُرُكَ. We leave out those people who transgress, who disobey you. Don't we say that in namaz? Every namaz, every day, one namaz we say وَنَخْلَعُ وَنَتْرُكُ. That means we promised Allah Ta'ala that we are going to leave out, we're going to distance ourselves from those that are disobedient. Well, just now we made a promise with Allah Ta'ala, came out of the masjid again, everything's carrying on. Hey, see this video, man. Hey, you won't see something like this, man. See this movie, you saw this movie here. Hey, see this, man. See that social media, that's what they say. Some giver is carrying on. This person is banging that person is hitting this person here. So some, just now in the masjid you said, نَخْلَعُ وَنَتْرُكُ مَنْ يَفْجُرُكُ. That we keep away from who? From those who disobey you. And out of the masjid, are you friendly with them? So if there is a dini need to meet those people, then you meet them. Like you're going for gush. It's a dini need. So you're not befriending them, but you're bringing them in. They've gone far away. So isn't it your need now, your duty, to bring them at least, let them realize what they're doing? So when there's a need to call them, then you go in an organized way. Not an unorganized and your own opinion. You go in an organized way with a mashwara, with a mutakallim, with a rehbar, with a jamaat, and then you're going. Don't go on your own. These things here, see, today our problem is that we don't want to be supervised. You know, do our own thing. You know, I've got my intention right, my heart is clean, so I just carry on. 84, 85 was that Detroit Istima. You remember? You know, too small at that time. Detroit, America, was the Istima. So one person came and told me himself his story. But he's there now. And the Jamaat Usul is, you do things on Mashwara. The Gush, you do it on Mashwara. Five people will go. Boom, you won't go alone. Now, he's got a figure for the Ummah, then he's talking too much, you know. Well, I'm going to go make Gush now. Till 11 o'clock in the day, or about 12 o'clock, you know. I'm going to make Gush now. See, now, he broke that Usul. He broke the whole guidance that they give, hidayat they give, he broke all that. He's telling me his whole story. And in one day's time, I rocked up a relationship with a girl, and now she's my girlfriend. We had a good time. And she saw me right at the airport. Oh, Musa, Musa! See that? Now, you can't say that the Jamaat is wrong. You broke the rules. This was as a result of you breaking the rules. You break the rules, it's going to happen. In the Khan course, you break the rules, then all these things can happen. But you keep to the rules, then inshallah, it goes well. Like he came and told me his whole story. See, you broke away from the rule. Jamaat got a tartib, do it like this. Khanqa got a tartib, do it like that. Right? Don't do your own thing. You're doing your own thing, that immunity is gone. Then you'll get involved in rebirth, in mental trauma, parashani, you fall into guna, haram, all these things happen. That is when you break away from that guidance. Break it from the guy that's called Allah. Allah Baktawfiq is here.